dancing on his seat. But he's a big mouth, yelling, hey, play some Freebird. Says, give me three steps, and nobody gets hurt.
Then he takes off his shirt.
There's one in every crowd, brings a party in the sound. Good time, Charlie, with a Harley, whiskey bent and hellbound. He's got the next round, but he always drinks for free. There's one in every crowd, and it's usually hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all. There's one in every crowd. Got a flip top box of Marlboros. He'll bum a light and steal your girl, then laugh at you for getting all upset. What everybody here knows his name makes everybody else look sane when he's out as far as you can get. In his mind, he's a rock star, cranking out that air guitar to the bartender says, boom.
Hurt in an accident? Were you chasing a doe in a different area code? Or calling a buck for a quick rut? Or just minding your own business, looking at those mysterious lights in the middle of your crosswalk when bam, bam, no thank you, ma'am. They didn't stop, and neither will we until we get you back on your hooves. Here at Buck and Fun's Law Offices, we don't get paid until you get... Call the number on your screen now. Don't wait. We get bucks for our bucks and dough for our doughs. One grunt, that's all. Keep her moving and watch for Chevys.
You're listening to The Buck Off with Jeff Landon, sponsored by Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Busch Light wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70, west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there, and around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Boy Next Door or, ooh, Handsome Stranger. You don't have to choose because Pluto TV has all your rom-com favorites. for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Some beats and nothing that dude. trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. The trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come looking. Feels good about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the Great Salt Lake. Of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road. I'm burning. Can't say a word, and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come a looking.
Taxidermist. Taylor, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Where are you coming to us from?
I'm over here in Appleton. I fluff them and stuff them. Whatever you need, I get her done.
Well, what have you been fluffing and stuffing today?
Oh, I'm working on a gadwell.
Oh, geez, you got a gadwell.
Got
now.
A gadwell, got a couple of widgeon, got a green-winged teal, got a blue-winged teal, got a couple of mallards.
Yeah.
If you want to get your bird done, you send it over to me and you give me a couple months because I'm the most popular taxidermist over here in Appleton, so you're going to have to get on that waiting list and just see when I get to it.
Do you hire anyone out to help you out?
My wife, Chelsea, she helps out a bit.
Okay, she helps you with the stuffing and whatnot?
No, mainly just the bookworks and stuff.
You're not like...
Ordering new equipment, get me a new deep freezer.
Now, you got venison in the freezer, too?
Put that in a different freezer. You don't want business mixing with pleasure.
Hey, everyone, I'm Carrie Z, hostess of the Hunt Fish Travel Podcast, and this is another quick tip segment. The purpose of my podcast is to help you plan the logistics of your next hunting and fishing trip. So this one might not help you this year, but it definitely will help you next year and is one I recommend. The Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge. It is 6,400 acres and it is a haven for deer and turkey and waterfowl. So last year during the 9-day gun season, 3,300 deer were taken. That's quite a lot. So you do have to apply, and hunters may apply to hunt the refuge during the Wisconsin 9-day firearms season. Hunters may download a 9-day gun deer hunt application. You can pick it up at the refuge office, or you can just download it and send in the completed application. You sign the permit, add the $10 processing fee to the application, and then during a random drawing, they will choose the application winners and send you a notification. And I can't stress this enough, but only permitted hunters for the gun hunt are allowed to hunt on the refuge. Just go ahead and Google Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge application and you can find the PDF to download. The application deadline is mid-September, so it might not help you this year, but if you download it right now and send it in, you will be sure to be in for the drawing for 2024. Okay, keep listening for the third area I'm going to suggest, and you can head over to huntfishtravel.com to find more hunting land resources. Want to know how you can subscribe to my show? Well, you can just go to huntfishtravel.com for links to all the platforms.
You're listening to The Buck Off with Jeff Landon, sponsored by Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Include the Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, you can easily reach us by ATV or snowmobile. Every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Deer season shows include nationally touring acts on each weekend day with a bonus performance on Wednesday the 22nd and more to follow every weekend throughout the year. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. Find us on Facebook at the Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant for more details. Don't miss out on Northwood's fun. One,
two, three. Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
We're back on The Buck Off. This is Jeff Landon, and I've got a new Wisconsin artist for you here as well. I shouldn't say new to me, but to you folks in Western Wisconsin, maybe a little bit of a new artist for you. And we're going to talk with Genesee Depot and the sisters that work on the front end of the group, Gina and Brigida Gressel. How you doing, girls?
Good, how are you?
I'm real excited to be talking with you. That's how far I am with this. Now, I know as a group, we wanted to make a mention. You did this with your brother, Paul Gressel.
Yep.
And then we added Kurt Singer in on drums, and he just made everything so tight for you guys. How long you been together?
The siblings, we all started about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And Brigida was about 12 years old when we played our first show.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome.
And I think Kurt has been with us for like 7 years. I'm not even sure, actually, off the top of my head.
7 years.
In Central Wisconsin, you guys have really started making a solid name for yourself, playing at even one of our sponsors, the Junkyard, here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, we love the Junkyard.
And you're going to get a chance to play very soon. I typically don't like to put the dates on the front end, and I'm cool with this. You guys are playing the LS Inn coming up in December. So for our listeners there, you already got a place you can go see him. You were born here in Wisconsin, correct?
Yep.
Whereabouts, I mean, where's your hometown?
Red Granite.
Oh, that's amazing. So you are a Central Wisconsinite.
Yep. I
graduated from Marion over that way, so not too far, but where was the music influence when you were coming out of Red Granite and whatnot and you were growing up? And I mean, juice, you were 12 when you started?
Brigida was. But okay. She was playing guitar at 6 years old.
Like just on your own?
Yeah. Mom and Dad, they bought me like a first act guitar for Christmas 1 year. They knew I really liked it. I liked musicals.
Yeah.
And like Gene Autry and the Singing Cowboys, if you will. And so they bought me a guitar and they got me lessons. And it kind of just went from there.
So you were able to pick up lessons. Your parents were right behind you on all of that. I love hearing that, how your parents were so supportive from the front end. My dad bought me my first guitar when I was 7. My mom had a guitar, so that's what kind of inspired me to want to have it. I think that's really cool hearing you start so young and getting going. Now, I'll tell you, she blows me out of the water when it comes to playing everybody. She's a heck of a lead guitar player on top of it. She's
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm just a rhythm guy, and I've been, but I taught myself, whereas, you know, you got that open door to start meeting people and learning how to do tricks right off the bat, you know, and that's, I think what you've done with it is pretty exceptional. And this is just, you know, my personal opinion as a fellow Wisconsin musician, getting a chance to see you guys a couple times, and I think it's great. You know, it's very rare that you get a female lead guitar player. I'm assuming that story's come to you, correct?
Yeah, it's really fun to see people's reactions because, like, when we like start setting up, they're like, oh, "I wonder what." Like, they're all trying to figure out what we play, and so when we do our first song, they're like, "Oh,
yeah,
was not expecting you to play guitar." I'm like, "Yeah, I try."
Now, as family voices too, like there's this thing in the industry where family voices, because of their tones, are so similar that it just really gels really well. And you feel that way with Paul too, correct?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man,
he's got such an easy voice to harmonize with.
Yeah.
I mean, like he's not here to speak, so we're speaking for him.
We get,
well, for us to harmonize with him.
Yeah, like he's just got such a smooth tone that it's so easy to harmonize with him.
Honestly, my favorite thing is getting to harmonize with these two.
So from the singing standpoint, a family band, and then you guys get it together at a very young age. Now, which one's older, Gina? Are you?
Guilty.
Guilty? All right. See, now, as a gentleman, I shouldn't have said it that way, but I don't think anybody's worried. You guys are still...
I don't mind.
You guys are rocking the young age already and doing such a good job. You guys did come out with an album recently. What was the name of that?
Well, the album was called 11.
What's the word behind 11?
Oh, it was the 11th year, and it was 2011 when we came out with the album.
Oh, wow.
So we decided to call it 11.
Okay. So that's pretty cool. Like, it just had that aura of that number being right and fit in.
Yeah. Well, all the songs were kind of just like a collection of those years of, like, stories that we had compiled.
Where would they find out to purchase your material?
Well, you can download it on our website at GenesiDepotOfficial.com.
All right. And Genesee is one N and one S, and Genesee itself has four E's. So we were yep. talking about that earlier. So GENESEE, Depot, DEPOT, official.com. So check that out. I do know that one now. Do you have this out on services?
You can stream it on any platform. Tag it in your Snapchat, TikTok. It's everywhere.
I think I did get a chance to purchase it on iTunes. So, cool. Yeah, thank I did you. Go. Hey, it's worth it. This is my family. The Wisconsin Musicians is a family of mine, so I love you guys. So I want you to know that we're all supporting what you guys are doing so well. And you guys got a heck of a team for your production crew live. So when everybody out there in Wisconsin land, when you get a chance to see them, it's pretty awesome. Some personal friend of mine also working for you, Erica, is a good,
she's
just a great person in general. So you guys surround yourself with some really great people too.
We're pretty lucky.
When you got a chance to go down to Nashville to record the album, there was a certain name that was rolling with you.
We recorded with our producer, Kelly James Shanefield. For some reason, his studio wasn't available, so he asked his friend, and we recorded at Midtown Studios. And this nicest guy, he was sitting in the studio on the couch with us all week while we were recording, and come to find out that he is Earlene Mandrell's husband.
Yeah.
And he was telling us stories about recording with Johnny Cash and just... you know, gave me some really great advice, and it was a super cool experience for us to record and work with such talented people down there.
It pushes you, doesn't it? You sit there going, am I good enough? I'm with these names standing in the same room with me, and they've had all this experience. And I know I sat in that same kind of feeling. I got a chance to work with a couple of guys that, you know, pretty big names too, but like you're sitting there and you're going, I just want to live up to what they're doing too, you know? And in your case, your producer's pulling that out of you, you know?
That's why we went back and worked with him, because he did our EP with us, and we had to work with him again because he just was so good at working with, like, he listened to what we wanted and he didn't try to like change or alter, like, hey, I think this will sound better. He was like, okay, I like that. And he went with it, and he just, you know, if you're struggling with something, he helped you get through it. And
it's a heck of a thing to think of too, with producers that where they can try and change you, make you into what the industry wants. And it says a lot about your gusto to say, no, I want to be this artist. And that's, you know, obviously in today's market, and shoot, I think the industry itself over the last 30 years, and this is coming from my experience too, where, you know, we hear the stories of people trying to be changed. That's strong. That's stand strong stance. That's wonderful.
Well, I think it's just really like easy to do because like everyone has their own style, but it's when you're recording someone else's style, it's like you just have to record them and not like, but he had some great, you know, he always, offered his opinion, and you know, we were free to take it or not. And he was just amazing to work with. So,
well, they are jumping forward with tunes like this one coming up. The song is Whiskey Morning. Tell me more about Whiskey Morning and the story behind that.
I had the idea for it. I think I write things backwards. Like, I wanted to write a song called Whiskey Morning, and I think it was like 17 years old. And it just kind of like the idea sat there for a while. And then around like 19 years old, something happened and I just wrote it in one night and I showed it to Gina and she's like, we're going to put it on the album, which was, what, 2 years ago that we recorded?
Before she even finished it, I had the song stuck in my head. I was like, can you please finish the song?
So the hook got you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. So for those of you that caught that now, that's Brigida who wrote that. Now, I don't get a chance to see them on the phone here, and they have similar voices to an extent, so it took me a second before we even started to know. But I think this is awesome. Like, you guys can figure that out so well and get excited, but then you also push each other to get it done too. And I think people need to hear these. This one got up for a whammy, as a matter of fact, this year, correct?
Yeah, we were really surprised and really honored to have gotten nominated. And then we were like, the next day we found out and we're like, what? We won?
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Congratulations. Yeah, it was very cool. On that. I gotta commend you. Whammy wants to work very hard at being able to curate Wisconsin music too. So it's very nice that we get a chance to keep that in our history, that you won an award for this. So everybody, this is big. This is something we're excited to play for you in just a bit here. And we want to know, you got upcoming dates like we were talking about earlier. Junkyard in the Wisconsin Rapids with our sponsor. You're coming up in December, correct, girls?
That is correct.
Man, I keep using that word and I don't get it. I keep leading them into this. And everybody, we get a chance for seconds to hang out with each other when we're both playing out in these scenes. And so it's like nerves trying to get a chance to talk to each other like we've been hanging out all the time. And really, I believe so much more talent is coming out of these girls and that band with Paul and Kurt that people need to hear it. So girls, I'm gonna have you introduce the song, and why don't we send it off?
We are Genesee Depot.
This is Whiskey Morning.
Down the pain to kill it all. Then I wait for the sun to rise.
listening to The Buck Off with Jeff Landon, sponsored by Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Right now.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
Welcome back. You know, one of the great people of country music is Miss Lori Morgan, and I was lucky enough to get a chance to perform on stage with her once or twice, and dropping a bit of name there, but it was quite of a lucky chance. Actually, we were at a smaller venue that they hired her at in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And she was taking requests by the third show. She did three shows in a row. And it was one of those return to Nashville type things where she was playing up in, say, North Dakota or something like that on a Friday and Saturday. And she made her way down to Green Bay. And Green Bay was hiring some of the artists on their way back. And maybe, you know, a little lesser price, they could get them for a fun 3 days. And, you know, be loose bass kind of a show. And my buddy takes me over there. And we are talking, you know, like in a hurry. He saw her on Sunday. And he's bringing me on Tuesday. He's like, you got to see this. Like, seven songs in, she takes requests. And I thought that was the weirdest thing. I'm like, all right, well, you know, the only request I would have is if I could sing with her. And we said, that's never happening. Right, where I'm thinking in my head, he's writing down notes in the side of his head going, this is going to happen. I'm gonna write down. So we get into the show, and about seven songs in, sure enough, she's asking for requests. And somehow I'm up at the bar by this time. I didn't realize the requests were starting that fast. I go to get a couple drinks for us, you know, just for the friends that are all hanging out. And in this particular place, there's a pillar right in front of the stage where I'm standing, so she can't see me. And she starts reading this napkin, and it says, my buddy was vocalist of the year in Wisconsin, and he'd love to sing with you. And I hear this, and I am freaking out. And I said, okay. Well, she says, well, where is this Jeff? And she said, what is he, chicken? And, you know, I'm not Marty McFly, but there's a security guard next to me by the stairwell, and I said, that's it. I am not taking that. So I go up on the stage, and the security guard tries to stop me. He said, hey, man, she's talking about me. So we get up there, and of course, you know, I'm not sure how she feels about, you know, singing a duet of her ex-husband, Sammy, we'll go there, with you know, Sammy, but she said it, and we pulled off, he drinks tequila, and it was quite amazing. It was quite an amazing experience. She is such a classy woman. And in that moment, she also had this story she would tell, because she was just getting ready in those days to start doing this Grits and Glamour with Pam Tillis. And so she tells this story, and I'd love for you all to hear it right now. This is a little story she tells about her and Pam together.
Well, every night, Pam's always like, we're backstage getting ready. It's every night, okay? She's back in the mirror and she's going, Now, don't forget, after the show, we have to sign till everybody has something signed. I'm like, okay. So this one night, we go out on stage, the curtain's down. Band kicks it off. Curtain comes up. There's about 2,000 people out there. I looked at Pam and said, don't forget. And on that particular night, they set it up where Pam's always first, you know, at the table. She's always got her little table and then my table. And this one particular night, the first lady in the line, we knew we were going to be there a long night, but this made it even longer. First lady in the line, little bitty, tiny, old little old lady. No idea how she got there. God bless her. She walked up to Pam. She's just the sweetest little thing. And she said, the lady comes up to Pam and she's just the sweetest little thing. And she says, honey, I'm just so proud to be here tonight to hear you sing. You just sounded like a little angel up there on the stage, and in your little clothes is sparkling and everything. And I just wish your daddy could have been here, because you sound just like a little bird up there just chirping. And Pam, you know, she gets all cocky and everything. She's like, thank you, ma'am. So the little lady, she walks over to my table, and she got in just a little bit closer to me. And she reached out and she touched my hand ever so gently. She kind of patted it a little bit. You know, old people like to pat stuff, y'all. Before my mom died, she was a patter from hell. I've kind of started patting things and I'm getting a little worried about it. But anyway, she patted my hand and she looked at me and she said, Lord God, honey, I thought you was dead. Thank you. Of course, it took about 10 minutes to pick Pam up off the floor laughing.
Great story. And we want to put in, you know, the thing I think of, you know, you want hunting involved in everything. And in this case, to me, Lori is the epitome of the hunter's widow. She is perfect for that, the one that's trying to escape and go out and enjoy the night while the husband's away. And so this, to me, was the perfect song to get you guys set up and have a little bit of fun. So here's to all the hunter's widows. Here's her song, My Night to Howl.
There's a time to is a very avid deer hunter. In 2020, he got a pretty big buck.
How big of a buck did he shoot?
25 pointer.
Good for him. He's still talking about it.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Charlie, you realize this is exactly what she wanted to call in and not talk about. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You got it mounted in the house then?
It's out in the man cave.
Did he try to put it in the living room?
No, he's got actually three deers, his biggest deers this year.
Wow.
Ah, Charlie.
She didn't
want to talk about
this. Yeah, we're not talking about this.
I've been dating him for 25 years.
Why'd you guys never get married?
I want to get married. He doesn't. It's 24-7. He talks about hunting. He does all his trail cams.
Do you know what kind of trail cam he uses?
No.
Miles, actually, can you stay on
I'm
track?
I'm sorry. He sounds like he's the Michael Jordan of deer hunting. If you had Michael Jordan's one of his wives on the podcast right now, you'd ask her some questions about him.
Okay.
Not wife, girlfriend.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, sensitive subject.
Hey, everyone. I'm Carrie Zilka, hostess of the Hunt Fish Travel podcast, and this is yet another quick tip segment. The purpose of my podcast is to help you plan the logistics of your next hunting and fishing trip. There are so many reasons to love fall in Wisconsin. The foliage, the corn mazes, the pumpkin patches, and of course, deer hunting. Growing up, and despite being born and raised in Milwaukee, we spent lots of time hunting the Stevens Point area. So my final recommendation is the Dewey Marsh Wildlife Area, just north of Stevens Point in Portage County. With more than 6,000 acres of pristine terrain, consisting of smaller islands of tamarack and, I don't know, black spruce swamp, paper birch, white pine. I mean, it's gorgeous. And the area is prime hunting for deer as well as ruffed grouse, rabbits, squirrels, etc. During the 2022 9-day gun season, 4,600 deer were taken. A lot of hunters, but also a lot of deer. This area would prime if you could get out there during the week to hunt. If you have that kind of availability, man, you will kill it. So that is my final recommendation. I hope you enjoyed these three segments. You can always head over to huntfishtravel.com to find more hunting land resources here in Wisconsin. And of course, I encourage you to subscribe to the Hunt Fish Travel podcast and vidcast. Just go to huntfishtravel.com for the links to YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Audible, everywhere. Happy hunting, everybody. Good luck this season.
Well, thank you, Carrie Z. Yeah, that's right. Check her out on the Hunt Fish Travel podcast. So glad to have her on. She's got such knowledge when it comes to hunting. So check her out online at wherever you can find podcasts. And this has been a great evening. Now we're going to send you off on a big note. Just enjoy yourselves. Just be safe as well. Find out all your shows, all your deals. We hope you get ready because obviously next week with the deals, it's Black Friday. And we hope we've informed you. We've helped you have a blast of a time. Thanks to Charlie Behrens. Thanks to Ira Dean, Lori Morgan, Dan Lapine, Genesee Depot, and of course, Carrie Z. And thanks to Civic Media for having me on. My name's Jeff Landon. You find me at jefflandon.com. I'm going to be down in Wisconsin Rapids area and the Stevens Point area with the band Still Reckless. You can find us at Still Reckless on Facebook. And I've also got jefflandon.com, jefflandon.com. Find me there. I'd love to play some music for you if ever, and we could always chit-chat on YouTube with my show, What Are We Talking About, Jeff? So those are all great. I'll tell you, the interviews have been wonderful. Dan Lapine's going to be over at the Junkyard in Wisconsin Rapids coming up. So will Genesee Depot. And our thanks to Ron out there at the Junkyard. Big shout-out. Man, I'll tell you what. I'm taking back the memory now of what we can make every year if you want. Let the radio station know. We'd like to thank our radio stations at St. Croix Country and, of course, 98Q and WIRI. I've been your host, Jeff Landon. You guys take care of yourselves, and on the way out, we'll see you again. You're listening to The Buck Off with Jeff Landon, sponsored by Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
I fell by the wayside, I fell on my knees, crying, why was I so hard to please.
crossroads, took a long look at me. Sometimes you don't know where you're from till you leave. And I've been out there searching for a place where I belong. And on my way I heard my song. Let it sing me home.
John, I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes from putting that bacon on Mama's stove, dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. Had it all when we didn't have much. Little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.